Good afternoon. It's Monday, July 8th. This is the worldwide open meeting. This is we're working on step six tonight in the recovery program. We're entirely ready to have these defects of character removed. Marty, why don't you go first?
Oh, sure. Why not? My name is Marty B. I'm a compulsive gambler. My last step was December the 8th, 1967. And that step six, we're entirely ready to have these defects of character removed, continues on and on and on. Because first of all, we discover new defects as we go along, as we get older, as our life changes, as things happen in our lives that we discover about ourselves. And being entirely ready is really sometimes very difficult. Sometimes we're not interested in anybody telling us what's wrong with us. We get a little annoyed and all of that kind of thing. I know that I'm an opinionated guy. I know that I'm sometimes intimidating with some people because I'm a little, you know, I push. I make sure that I get my point across or whatever it might be. I sometimes use my years in the program as a sort of a, well, I know everything kind of thing. And, of course, I find out later on that I really don't and that I really take pleasure in listening to the younger guys in the program because they have a fresh outlook on things and I learn from them. And that's been the biggest change in me personally, that I understand that I don't know everything. And I think that has to do with sort of a circular thing, what happened to us. Because when we come into GA, we're really, most of us have a very pretty low opinion of ourselves. We should, because most of us have behaved in terrible ways and have done terrible things to people that we love, and we lie, we steal, we cheat, we do all those things, and we don't do our jobs right. We're bad parents, bad husbands, bad boyfriends, bad all those things, bad students. We are, because of our addiction, we act like crappy people. That's very unusual. That's not unique. It's what the addiction does to us. And then we get into this recovery thing where we start to behave like a normal person, and we expect that everybody should look at us and with great respect and honor and love and all of that stuff. And it's really all about just being normal. And so we take that level, and then we go to the next level, which is taking a really good, hard look at ourselves, which was step five. And we say, whoa, take a look at yourself. You're really not that great, you know. Big deal. You don't kill people anymore. That's nice, right? You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't cheat. So, but there are other things in life that you really have to work on to become that full human being, you know, being a good father, being caring and loving, being a good husband, being sensitive to other people, being open to criticism, being able to listen to other people. That's a big part of this step, and that is something that until you're in for a while, you're going to give a shit about this. Honestly, when you're thinking about guys who are in a short period of time, they have financial issues and personality issues and relation issues and getting there, getting things done. So this part of it really takes some doing, and I'm still working on it. I mean, I realize that I'm old and I've been around and everything else, but that doesn't mean that I have to learn some more stuff. I have to do things better. It's even about silly things like weight loss, smoking. I don't smoke, and I need to lose some weight. But I'm just saying that these little issues that we don't even dare think about when we come into GA, they start coming in, because the reason I still go to meetings after 45 years is because I know. One thing is, of course, if I stop going to meetings, the chance of me going back to gambling increases humongously. It can happen. I've seen it with a guy 38 years ago. The second reason is because it's a place for me to look in the mirror on a regular basis, to listen, to hear, and, Googled on my own hearing a little bit, but basically it's really about myself learning how to be a better person. And I'm listening to guys that, like on this group, this is a hell of a group. They give up their time at 6 o'clock on a Monday night, and they're there to talk and share their feelings and everything else. And I learn from it, and I appreciate it a lot. So with that, I want to pass it on to the next person who can give me something. Will you guys give me something? Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Marty. Andy, go ahead.
I'm Andy D. I'm a compulsive gambler. My last bet was 17 years ago. You know, step six to me is like a piggyback from step five. I needed courage and I needed trust, those two things. In step five, I needed the courage to look at all of those things that were wrong with me. And there were a lot of things wrong. I think Marty just mentioned 1,000. You know, a lot of things wrong that we got to look at, and they're very, very difficult to look at. But step six, now I got to trust getting those things out and talking to somebody about it and then listening to what they have to say that I have to do to change it. That stuff, that's the tough part for me, you know. I was in the program a while, and I heard a lot of good comments. You know, but these guys didn't know what they were talking about. That really wasn't for me. You know, I was trying to handcraft my own response, my own recovery. But keep going over steps and over steps, and finally, you know, you have to realize that people, a power greater than ourselves, you know, tells you this is how you can change and this is what you should do to change. You have to trust the program to work. And it took me a little time to realize that, but that's what I had to do. You know, I look at it like tearing a hole in the wall, knocking a hole in the wall. And that's what I did pretty much on step five. I had to get the courage to knock the hole in the wall and make sure the ceiling wouldn't fall in on me. But I made the hole in the wall, and I trimmed it, and I painted it. Now I have to walk through it. And I have to enjoy what's on the other side of it. And that takes courage. That takes courage, too, and trust that you did the right thing. So, you know, with those two things, I mean, I think that's how we go about it. They're different. One, you look at it, and one, you say, okay, I'm ready to get rid of it. I'm ready to do something about it. So two very different things, and both essentially important. So thank you. I'll be back.
Thank you, Andy. All right. Who's next? Mark.
I'm sorry. I have to go. Okay?
Go ahead, and I'll catch you soon.
I have to check out. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Mark, go ahead.
Sure. Hi. I'm Mark Dean. I'm a compulsive gambler. Last bet was September 19th of 2011. Step six, I guess, you know, I've been working this step a couple times in the past month throughout going to the meetings in June, and then we just did step seven last week in July. So a lot of this stuff is fresh on my mind. With step six, you know, I guess as a continuation of step five, for me it was always easy to talk. I could talk all day and tell you about things that I have wrong with me and admit to problems. I never had an issue with that, but step six is more towards an action step. You know, really being ready to get rid of my defects is, I guess for me, that's the most pivotal step to moving forward, you know, without a life without gambling. Because I have a lot of defects that if I was ready to get rid of them, I probably would have stopped gambling 10 years ago. But I like things like, you know, wanting to take shortcuts, being really selfish, you know, wanting to do what I want when I felt like doing it, not really, you know, caring about other people, unless it was convenient for me. I always just cared about myself first. Procrastination. Not having a work ethic, a strong work ethic, not being able to follow through with commitments. Those are all things that I was very comfortable doing. And what step six is saying is that I'm ready to give those up. Things that I've been clinging on to since I was 8 years old, now turning homework assignments in late, copying homework off of friends, not doing chores until the last minute, until someone's screaming at me. These are the things that I've been doing since I was 8 years old that I have to be ready to give up. And it wasn't easy to give up a lot of these defects. But as I talked about in step four and five, if I hang on to a lot of these, I'm probably going to go back to gambling. I'm an addict. I've come to grips with the fact that my addiction is really no different than a drug addict. I have to remind myself of that all the time, in a way to kind of scare myself straight that if I go back to gambling, it's no different for me. It's just as debilitating as if someone with a cocaine or a heroin addiction goes back to using drugs. That's how serious it is for me. So what I'm learning in steps 4, 5, 6, and 7 is that these defects that I've been clinging on to since I was 7 or 8 years old and developing worse and worse throughout my years of gambling and immaturity are really pivotal to work on these, or I'm going to go back to my addiction, or I'm at serious risk of going back to my addiction. And there's a lot of different ways that I can work on myself when I'm in the program, but I really do nothing when I'm gambling. And I've even had periods of abstinence where I wasn't in GA and I didn't have any growth either, maturity or work on these defects. So that's what the program is helping me do, is actually, like Marty was saying, look at myself on a daily or weekly basis, to take an honest look at myself and monitor my progress with a lot of these issues that I've had for many years. And one thing I always say is that if you ask me how I'm doing, I'll always say I'm doing great. Like, I always think I'm doing better than I am. So now what I have is I have the program to really give me a more honest opinion of how I'm doing, and a chance to tell on myself. And I'm actually developing a healthy guilt where I'm taking a much more unbiased self-examination and inventory of myself than I ever was able to on my own. So that's, there's a lot more to step six, but just to sum it up, if I'm ready to essentially grow up as a person, if I'm ready to stop being a kid and stop being immature and learning how to be someone that people actually want to be around and people, feel good about being around me and having me in my life, having me in their life, as opposed to someone who, is a nuisance, which is what I always was. I have to really be ready to get rid of these defects to be that person that I want to be. And, that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening. I'll be back.
Good. Thank you.
Gary, I know that Anthony needs to leave earlier.
I'm hitting him with the next. Anthony, go ahead.
Sure. Actually, I changed the time a little bit, so I'm okay. But if you want, I can speak now.
Yeah, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Anthony, I'm compulsive gambler. I spent March 3rd, 2012. Listening to everyone speak, it's kind of just piggyback of, my thoughts on this. To me, stopping gambling was the easy part. It was just changing your life around was the most difficult thing for me the last 4 or 5 years, gambling back and forth and everything. Because, what I've realized is if you don't work the steps, and when you get to these steps, these are like your life changers. I mean, the first step of admitting you're powerless over gambling and finding a higher power after that, I mean, those are steps basically to stop gambling. But after that, I think these are steps for life. And without those steps, you can't function as a human being. And for many years, I was functioning as a guy who stopped gambling for a while but didn't know how to be a human being. I was raised the best I could have by my parents and everything, but even that, I never was taught the foundation of how to live a good, correct life. And then when you add gambling to that and you add all the stuff that come along with it, you just become a person that is just not suitable for the public. I mean, not suitable for everyday life. And, you know, with help from people in the program and steps like this where you're admitting your defects and you're working on them, I mean, that's how you become a member of society again. You know, to me, I stopped gambling for a year and a half and then started gambling a lot about and everything. But I never really changed myself. I stopped gambling, but just felt that I wasn't what everyone in around the room for 2 or 3 years clean felt. I hear them talking about their happiness, and I never worked on myself to feel that happiness. And I hear a lot of people in the room talking about, you know, gambling, stopping gambling is one thing, but then when you have to put your hands in there and dig and work harder after you stop gambling. And this time around, and when you get to this step, you realize those things, you know, the guy spoke before me talking about procrastination and all those things that, you know, you weren't a man of your word, you didn't do things when asked. And that was me. I thought the previous guy was myself talking. Until you take an evaluation of yourself and all those defects of character that you see, and as Marty put out, and he said, so true before, you get more. But now I'm at the point in my life where I'm able to see what I'm doing wrong. I'm able to talk to people, my sponsor, talk to my therapist, talk to people, and then make that change before it gets bad, and make that change and work on myself daily. So, you know, to me, it's one thing to stop gambling, but it's another thing to truly work on yourself and become a good member of society. And with that being said, I've seen it, you know, I've been in the room now for 12 or 13 years. There's been a lot of guys that were clean for about 3, 4, or 5 years, but you hear a lot of people go back when they say they don't work the steps and work on themselves, because without doing that, you just, you know, you're like a drunk that just stops drinking but doesn't do anything else. And to me, you know, that was one big lesson that I learned. I try to work through the steps, and not even working through the steps too, but reading the steps and thinking about how that could affect my life. How do I get better doing that? And talking to people, and sometimes it's just talking to people kind of gets all that stuff, that's all those cobwebs up in your head, out a little bit and kind of gets you thinking going the right way. So to me, this is an important step. You know, I always think right now these steps midway through the STEP program are big. These will kind of evolve you and make you become a human being again. And to me, it's worked so far. This is a couple times I've worked on step six. It's a good step. So I appreciate you guys letting me in here, and I'll definitely be back. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Haim, you want to go before I take up the whole hour?
Yeah, sure. Just quickly, my name is Haim H., compulsive gambler, last bet January 17th, 2013. I haven't gotten to the step yet, but I see it as another beautiful step of self-improvement and, you know, becoming a man, becoming, you know, who you truly are with removing the character defects. I'm not at it. I'm excited to feel like I'm on the path going towards it, and I appreciate all you guys.
Good. Good.
That's all I got.
That's it. That's fine. I'll call you later. Okay. I'm Gary S., compulsive gambler, surrender date March 23rd, 1997. You know, the great thing about what this meeting is all about and meetings in a room, and you know, there's clearly a difference that goes on between the two meetings. What Anthony, for you, what happens in this is that we're working on a step every week, all right, versus once a month, or if you go into, you know, Marty's place where it is every week. But we're working on it in every week, and that's something new for me, okay? Maybe not for – definitely not for Marty, and maybe not for you, Ant, but it's definitely new for me. And now I'm looking at the steps and kind of preparing myself when we do the step meeting. And I look at all our literature and kind of review it, and getting what makes sense out of it for Gary. All right, and is it logical? Does it fit? And which I know it fits, but how does it fit in my life? All right. How do I be that better person everybody's talking about, and applying the steps to my life? And I'm one of those right brain very analytical guys that has to look at things and make it happen. All right, and I can visualize it. I can put it in its place, and I can visualize it all. All right, but to really accept it, I have to look at it very deeply and intense. And working on this step, being that it's in June, and having advantage of working it on in a meeting, and working with our workbook. All right, something happened to me, and we were doing it the other week at Rutgers, and. They're listing all the character defects, and I'm letting people think about it, and everybody's talking about the character defects and that they have to change it and all this other stuff. Well, it didn't make sense to me, okay? Not that the character defects and not to make the change on it, but just how the book had it. It was discussing about stuff like jealousy and anger and frustration and all that stuff that's on the top of our workbook on it, and everybody's focusing on that, and I'm focusing on what the step says, okay? We're entirely ready to have these character defects removed. It doesn't tell me what character defects it is, okay, in step six, okay? But what GA, I believe, attempts to do is to list those character defects for people to reflect upon, all right? Allah with working on the steps once a month. Okay, so this month I'm working on step six. Let me look at my character defects and let me talk about it and then move on for when next month. Well, my view now, and here's where I differ, and somewhere along the line, I've talked to other members about it. You know, step six simply says we're entirely ready to have these defects of characters removed. Period. End of story. All right. Step five, prior, admitted to ourselves and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Well, that's where my list comes from. It comes from step five. It comes from talking to my sponsors and talking about step five in the month prior about how fucked up I am or what character defects that I have that I need to share. Okay, with the people in the room and the people that have more experience and working the steps. And my sponsor, okay? All that stuff happens in five. All those character defects, if worked, I believe, this is Gary now, if worked properly, all that stuff that I should have made a list in my inventory, my moral inventory on step five, in step four, and then sitting down and discussing my inventories with my sponsors and the people that are taking care of me, and then discussing, you know, what they may see about other character defects that I had no inkling about. But all that came through from surrendering from step one to step two, step three, step four, talking about it in step four, writing about it in step four, and then going on to step five and actually discussing it with the people on it. And all step six is simply asking me, being prepared, and ready to eliminate these character defects, okay? Which is just a segue, all right, into step seven, okay, where we ask God to surrender it, okay? So step six is just a preparation, a holding area, all right? Say, okay, I'm ready for to let this go. You know, I'm getting ready for it. I understand all the prior steps on it. I'm now involved in program. You know, by this time, I'm doing some giving back into the fellowship. My head's a little clearer on it. I'm starting to understand what recovery is all about. All right. It's a review step process to me on step six. Just sit back and get ready. Get prepared. All right. And you already did the homework in step four. You already did it in step five. Now just get prepared. All right. For what? For step seven. Okay, and that's what my view on it. Okay, and believe me, okay, that didn't happen until this month. Okay, 16 plus years in recovery. All right, and doing the steps every month and working on the steps with my sponsors. Okay, that didn't hit me until this month. Saying, wait a minute, sit back, relax. This is kind of almost a cooling off period. You know, just sit back and relax, cool off, sit back, have some iced tea, you know, and get prepared to release all this stuff. And when I looked at it after this meeting at Ruckus on it, and I thought about it, it felt so right, and that I now could accept this step, and the previous steps in a whole different way that I didn't see it prior, okay, in my 16 years, that I didn't see it prior, never. All right, and that is all due to the fact of these phone meetings that we're doing, and looking at the steps, almost in on a daily basis. I know myself. I think about this meeting throughout the week. All right, what went on the week before and what's going on the week. And, you know, not that I waste a lot of time, and waste is the wrong word. Not that I use a lot of time thinking about it. Okay, but I do think. You know, it crosses my mind during the day, you know, about the step meeting. It crosses my mind on it. And then what's happening on it is that now I'm applying the steps into my daily life because I'm now thinking about it, okay? And whatever small degree that may be, I'm still applying it into my life on it. So I think this is a really, really valuable tool that we have here, and I think we're growing a lot. At least I know I am. So that's it for me for this week, guys.